Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We wait on you, Holy Spirit. We wait on you, Holy Spirit. We wait on you, Holy Spirit. We wait on you now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. We come before you tonight, Almighty God. And we pray, Almighty God, if we have committed any sins, we come now, O Father God. And we ask you in the name that is above every single name, in the heavens and in the earth, we pray. In the mighty name that is above every single name, we come before your presence this day. We say, forgive us, Almighty God. Wash us now and cleanse us now, that we may be able to come before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. And we may be able to seek your mercy, seeking your face, Almighty God, in time of need. Whether it is need or needs, we come to you tonight. We bow before you, Almighty God. Heaven comfort and glory fill now our soul. Let your spirit man reign and let your spirit man come now and come and reside before us and beside us. Not only that, and in us this day as we pray. Father, we know that when we pray, your word declare that you hear us. So tonight we know that you are hearing us as we pray. We were on a 40-day fast by your instructions, and we were told to come together tonight and to pray. The fast has concluded at 12 PM today, but we were told by your spirit to come tonight. And we call it a prayer of deliverance. So tonight we come, Lord God, and we give everything to you tonight, Almighty God. And we pray, Lord God, that our lives will never, ever be the same from this day. Father, as we bow now before you under the sound of my voice, God, I pray. Now, there's anyone that need to be online and they're not online, Lord, I pray that we will even intercede for that person, even try and release the information to that person to come online. Yes, they won't be able to be in after tonight with the deliverance because they did not fast. But I just felt in my spirit right now by the Spirit of the Living God to open this prayer line to everybody or whatever who want to be on tonight. That is the instruction I just received. Father, I yield myself to your spirit. I yield myself in your presence, Almighty God. I hide myself behind the cross, O Father, that your Son will come forth and be glorified, that you may reign upon the earth. My. Arama Korea Baba. Kora Mashikini Nina Nino, no. The word declare in the word of God, it stated, if you pray in the spirit, that means praying in unknown tongue, and if there's no interpretation to that tongue, that the natural ears cannot understand what you were saying, you're not praying for anybody else but yourself. And you were building up yourself. And even if you were praying for somebody else, it was in the spirit. So tonight, I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you, Father God, come forward by the Spirit of God and to be able to minister through me, that your sons and your daughters will be able to see and know, Lord God, that you're alive and you're not dead. I put myself now behind your cross. And yes, I bow before you now, and I let your presence come now through the airwaves and through the byways. Let your people now, or whenever they are listening to this recording, that they will touch in Jesus. This is the strategic. I want you to take it in. I want you to breathe it in. This is strategic. And it's by the Holy Spirit. Breathe it in and breathe it out. This is not the work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Feel his presence now. Feel him coming in now to change your location. That means wherever you reside, in your home, in your job, anywhere you are located, feel his presence now. Feel his presence. Feel his presence. We're afraid for family members, for husbands, for wives, for children. People who have never been married or thinking about husbands, we prayed. We also prayed and asked God to deliver us. We prayed. We also prayed for forgiveness. We prayed. We also prayed and asked God that we will forgive others. We did. There's so many different prayers that we prayed. We pray. There's a sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit. I'm just flowing by the Spirit. I'm just moving by the Spirit. I'm just listening to the Holy Spirit. Tonight, in our instructions, we were told to bring our the Spirit of God is so heavy. Spirit of God is so heavy. And I'm hearing so many things. There is going to be changes in lives. What I'm doing right now, what I'm doing right now, I'm gonna turn off my phone. I urge you to turn yours off. Do not get distracted. Some people would say that they're in a zone, but I would not call this a zone. I would call it the strategic presence of the Holy Spirit. And this is like liquid fire. So while we are in the presence of the Holy Spirit, take it in. Take in a substance to come in and to change us from the inside out. Take it in. Take it in. See yourself in Him. And He and the Father and the Spirit in you. I believe it's John 15. I am so high, I can't even open my eyes. He said, I am the true vine, and my father is the husband man. Our Father God is our husband in the spirit. So, a husband, when he pronounced the husband in the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve, the wife Eve, Adam was supposed to be responsible for everything that, oh my God, Eve needed in the natural. Here it is, the father is saying that he is our husband, man. He takes care of the family. He is your family man. Whatever you need from that man, he is. He is your all-breasted one. That's who he is. Wow. That's John 15. Every branch in me. Jesus is speaking that beareth not fruit, you take it away. So therefore, we are supposed to be fruit bearers in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the branch. And he's saying, if I keep going, in other words, he is the vine. And if you continue reading, he talked about the purging. And he also talked about when he prunes, and if it's not good, that means it gets diminished, it withers, and it dies. Think about this. They have a fruitful tree. He is the vine and you are the branches. The branch is supposed to be able to be fruitful, to be able to do what it's called to do. How are you going to function? You need the true vine. So tonight, I say to you and to myself, now that the vine is with the Father, in John it says, the Father is you and I in you, and he pray that we are one. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. There's so much things going on. And I'm trying to make you understand. Do not worry about a thing. Do not get caught up in anything. Live in the vine. Live in the vine. Let the vine be the person or whoever that person, Jesus Christ, to sustain you as the branch. Because if you're not getting nourishment from the vine, you are going to be withered up. So tonight we come to you, the vine. Tonight we come to you, our vine. And we cry out to you tonight, our vine. You are hearing from our daddy, the husband, man. We come and we lay everything tonight at the altar. We give it everything. Oh my God, we just throw it out there on the altar. And just like the tree outside, which is producing fruitful fruit on the tree, if there's no water, if there's nothing to sustain that branch that is going to produce the fruit, it is going to die. Shanolikita. Hiramokundiliba. Fruitful vine. Fruitful vine. Fruit. Full vine. You sustained everything that we need. You are the breasts that sustain everything that we need. You nourished us through that vine. In the future, every plant that we have. If you don't even have plant in your yard, in your house, the ones that's outside or the ones that you come into contact with, go and look at it. Look at the ones that is healthy. And also look at the one that's dying. That means it doesn't have any kind of fruitful anything, any kind of health. Look at it and compare. And then after you look it over and kind of just look and meditate upon that tree, the ones that looking like it's dying and the ones that's green and producing with life, better yet, if you even have one that have fruits, if you even have one that putting out a bud, look at it and look at the difference. And you know what? If you break off a piece of that lemon, bring it home and put it on your counter or put it on your table and see how long it's going to last. It cannot function out of water. It cannot function without proper watering or proper food or proper sunlight, or it just cannot function. That is our Father God. And Jesus get the information from him, put it on us, and we survive. John 15. Don't worry about a thing. We have a song in my country, and maybe some of you guys is from Jamaica. Every little thing is going to be all right. So don't worry about a thing. Jesus, our mediator, died on the cross. If you could find a blood scripture, Sonia, and put it up there. I think one of them is in Colossians 2, verse 13. If you could look that over and put it up, because I'm not going to look it over. I'm just going to speak it out of my spirit. I think it's Colossians 2, verse 13, where Jesus himself, Akorabungo, he went on the cross and he gave up the ghost. He died. No. He actually died. That we can have life. And we can have it more abundantly. Let me go find my scripture for myself. I think it's in it's Colossians 2:15, 13. Oh, one of these days I'm gonna know how to do this thing. Chandokala. Ulakitarava. Oramande Kerabasitra. All of my little things on here is all messed up and tore up, and I can't even find my things. See all my things all torn off. I shouldn't stop searching. When you were already dead in sin. He took it to the cross. He took it to the cross, verse 14. Verse 15, he spoiled the enemy, principality, witchcraft. I remember we were praying this week. I remember we were praying this week about witchcraft and sorcery and. My God, we talk about some stuff. See, but one day this week, let me see. Ayabokuri Baba. Talk about he's a rock. There you go. Colossians 2, yeah, it's right there. And we come down to deliverance. My God. And no, we talk about I can't see it. I can't find it on my phone, but I know we did. I know we did. It wasn't one before, but we did. Talk about witchcraft, sorcery. We break it and we bind it. Or maybe it was on our watch. And I know I did it this week. We break or we bind. We break or we bind it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every foul, detestable, demonic folks and demonic spirit. We come against them and we drive them in the trash. Drive them out. Every spirit of sickness and disease. No matter what they look like, we drive them out. Bashosimate. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. That my whole phone is messed up. When you try to find something that you put on your phone, it is all messed up. So you want to tell me. Where is my stuff that I put on here? Devil, you are a liar. Because I know I have them all in here. And here you go. You got to speak to the enemy because he was blindsiding. And it's for you guys to see and to hear exactly what we're talking about. We are in a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, talk about it. Verse 10. Think it is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Will we come to meet, especially when the Father put us on assignment? Do not come in as mediocre. Come in prayed out. Come in ready for war because you are in a spiritual war. Don't get it wrong. Verse 10. You want to know how she knows the scripture? You know what? The Father God bring it back to your remembrance. Once you start reading and looking it over, you bring it back to your remembrance. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Here are some of your armor that you got to put on. Your sword of the Spirit is the word of God. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the spirit of faith. And then you gotta go for the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got to know the word of God. Once you know the word of God, and if you don't even, you can't even find it, he, you can speak it out of your mouth and you can watch it come to pass. Warfare is already taken care of. So when you go into spiritual battle, you don't have to worry because it's already taken care of. We just saw that in Colossians 2, where Jesus took out the enemy. Colossians 2, 5, 13, all the way down to 15. And if you go to Colossians 1, he make it, he said, look, man, I am taking care of this for you. You're saved, you're delivered, you're sanctified, you're set free. And then he said, once you yourself get delivered, you now have to go out there and to deliver some folks. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Yashikina Miramatosi. Spirit of deliverance, the spirit of deliverance, the spirit of deliverance. Mark, Luke, John. Every foul spirit, we shouldn't leave with this. We shouldn't leave with this. We come, but we should not leave with it. 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 Na-na-na-na-na-na. Tekenene mandokola. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. He has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captive. Any captive on the phone tonight, any captive that you know about, the word of God said, when you are delivered, you are free to go and set other captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. We cast out demons. Oh my God. These are things that we pray about this week. So we should come on the line, fight up. We shouldn't come on the line, beat down. Matthew, Mark, Luke. We shouldn't come down in here, beat down and tear down. No. Deliverance is the children's bread. Am I? I don't own it. All these scriptures are scriptures that we talked about before. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, when you look at these demons, when you see they open up their mouth, they like snake, they got venom, they puke, and you gotta take authority, you gotta drive them out of your house. Drive them out, drive them out, drive them out, drive them out, drive them out. We are called to eat this, heal the sick. According to Mark 3:15, and to cast out devils. Satan has no power and no authority over us. Yes, we know according to Revelation 12 that, oh my God, one third of them, that's what we studied this week. That's what we fast about. Even if we weren't fasting, I believe, let me see, I believe that was maybe Wednesday fast, but one other time. One of those times we talk about the angels that was sweep out of heaven, sweep out of heaven, Baba, sweep out of heaven. And it's in Revelation 12. They got thrown out of heaven. And yes, we know that they're here in this earth. But I'm telling you right now, we have authority over every unclean spirit, and they cannot come and dwell in our houses. No, they cannot. No, they cannot. Revelation 12, 7. And here in the heaven, Michael fought with the angels. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, which is the devil himself. And the devil prevailed not. And there was no more place he was found in heaven. Where do you think he is right now? He is in the earth. Don't go, oh, woe me, woe me, woe me. Lord, why is the devil doing this? Oh, yeah, that's his job. That's his job. And our job is to remind him, to let him know. There is nothing under the face of the sun or the earth or the heavens on the earth he can do to you that Jesus hasn't already taken care of. That supernatural headache that started plaguing you at night, those headaches, those migraine headaches, they're not natural. They come through stress and depression. So if that's you, cast it out now. And he and the dragon fought, and they cast out the dragon out of the heavens. And the dragon was swept down here with one third of his literal chaos. And when you go up to verse 4 in Revelation 12, his tail, that means he sweep them out. Revelation 12, verse 4, and third part. Of the stars of the heaven. Who do you think they're talking about? The stars of the heaven. There was demonic force. Did cast them out to the earth. And the dragon. And the. Let me tell you something. Satan and all little cohorts was slapped out of heaven. One third of them. And let me tell you. They come here on this earth. And what they do best. Is to come. And to mess with God's people. To raise havoc on God's people. What does God's people have to do? It's to speak the word. Proverbs 18:21 stated, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You got to speak the word of God. You got to drive the enemy out. You got to let the enemy know he have no right, no authority. All rights has been given to you. All rights. Find that scripture and put it up there, Sonia. All rights has been given to us. All rights has been given to us. All rights. He said, just like the Father sent me, I send you. Send I you. The Father sent me. So I'm sending you. We fast and we pray for 40 days. We fast from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 in the day. We fast and we follow instructions. And we spend time with the Father God Himself, with the Holy Spirit. And today we come together and we're going to break bread. And we're going to make a declaration by the Spirit, whatever the Spirit tells us to say. That's how we're going to do it. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to follow the instructions of man. We're not going to do what man did or still doing or what they have never done. We are going to go to the source. We are going to go to the vine, the true vine, the kingdom vine, the vine that gives authority. We are going to go to him. That's who we are going to. We're not going to seek the face of man. We're going to seek the face of God himself. And we're going to call the Spirit of God. Through Jesus Christ, because he said, look, I'm not going to be here with you anymore. I'm going to the Father. And whatever you need from the Father, you ask it in my name. Albeit you asked nothing while I was here. But now that I'm with the Father, That's when you could ask. And while you ask me through the Father, through Jesus Christ, through the Father, he said, the Father is going to grant it. Satan, in the name of Jesus, our Father God, hear us when we pray. And like we are in the water, in the spirit, the Israelite, when they were leaving Egypt, we see ourselves no leaving out of Egypt with every single spoils of the enemy. We see our gold or silver or clothing or cars or homes or family being restored. Milk and honey released to us. We see everything in abundance that the Father provided according to Genesis 1. And he declared that every single thing was very good. We come now and we breathe and we say, Lord God Almighty, we thank you for delivering us through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that our brother, the second Adam, came and restored everything back to you. We thank you, oh Father God. We thank you that the enemy has no power and no authority over us. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that tonight we show up. And when the enemy sees us, he said, why do you come? Because Jesus is living inside of us, and the enemy knows that. He knows Jesus. And when he sees us, it's like he's looking at Jesus because he is seeing the blood. He is seeing the blood. He is seeing the blood in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He is seeing the blood. He is seeing the blood, seeing the blood of Jesus. When he see it, he quivers. When he see it, he shakes. He said, why do you come to torment me before in the time he say to Jesus? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. That same Jesus that saw the enemy far off, and when he walked down, the enemy said, why did you come to torment me before the time? Hold your peace. Jesus said, where you want to go? I'm paraphrasing it. You could go find it in the Bible for yourself. Where do you want to go? It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can read it. Because Matthew say one thing, John say something. Mark says something. They're all talking about the same thing, but they're giving their own different account. The Bible is really not contradicting itself. It's when the Spirit is showed up. I might see it a different way. You might see it a different way, but it's the same concept. And that's what's going on. So here we go. Why do you come to torment before the time, Jesus? And he says, okay, where do you want to go? And he said, send me. And Jesus sent him into the pigs. And they run right down into the water. And they drowned. And they got into the pig and they drowned. Legions. The enemy knows us. Do we know that the enemy has been defeated? Do I know the enemy has been defeated? Am I living my best life? Am I actually living my kingdom life? That's my best life. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Matthew 16, verse 19, as it is in the heaven. Is that the right scripture? Let me see something. I don't think, I gotta check in my spirit. Scripture. Matthew 16. See, when I was saying it, Matthew 16, 19 is something different. Matthew 16, 19 is the keys to the kingdom. The keys to the kingdom is Matthew 16, 19. But what I just quoted, I think is Matthew 6, 10. So Matthew 16, 19 is the keys to the kingdom. And Matthew 6, 10 is let your kingdom come. Let me see that. Fire of the living God. Yes, Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now it says, give us our daily bread. Not us worrying about our daily bread, but we pray and ask Him to give us our daily bread. We ask Him to forgive us from our debts. That means if we go out there and overcharge and overspend, we ask Him to forgive. We're not in a dictatorship, but he's just trying to let us be wise. That's all he's trying to do. Trying to let us be kingdom builders. He owns everything, he's in charge of anything. Anything that you could think about, he's in charge. What's going on in the kingdom? What's going on in his kingdom? His kingdom is joy and peace and righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with Him. Righteousness. Righteousness, joy, and peace. We don't have any peace. Why do we have not peace? Are we not living in His kingdom on earth? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That simply means when you're here on earth, you can have the kingdom principles and live your kingdom rights right here in this earth. You don't have to wait to go to heaven to live your kingdom life in the earth, because that's what Jesus did when He created Adam and Eve. He put them in the Garden of Eden. That was their kingdom then. That was their kingdom. He said, I'll let you stay there and I have you dress the earth, dress the field, name the animals. I gave this all to you. But yes, you messed up. So while dear, or you messing up, I'm going to have to send somebody to bruise you, Satan, coming out of the woman. So there I go. I send my son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come in the form of God in the earth. Whoa, and he's gonna bruise you, he's gonna take you out, and that's what he did. And then I turn around and then I reverse it back over to my sons and daughters, which is us right now. So the enemy is defeated right now. The enemy has no power and no authority over you right now. As I speak, the word of God said Satan is defeated. How do we know he's defeated? Because he said in the word that he was defeated. And he said his words are spirit. What is the spirit? A spirit have no body. Spirit of nobody. Spirit of nobody. And the word is a spirit. That means that word has no body. When you speak it, it has no body because it's a spirit. The word of God is a spirit. Wow, those are nuggets. When you speak it, it's gonna come to life. And that's when the body is gonna manifest itself. When you speak the word of God, you're actually talking about Jesus of Nazareth because he and his word is one. Read John 1. Read John 1. Take some time out and read John 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word, Lord God Almighty, I believe it says, and the word was God. I'm going to find John 1. But I urge you to go and make some time out and read it for yourself. Take a little bit of time out, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take a little bit of time out. Oh, glory. And read John 1. My Bible, but I have it marked up. I mark up my Bible. You need to do the same thing. I mark it up. It said the word was God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word. I don't want to read it out. And this word, it is capital. It's a W, W-O-R-D, but it's capitalized. That means they're talking about Jesus. They're talking about a person. That's why it is a noun, because it's a people, place, or thing. They're talking about a person. W-O-R-D, capitalized. And then the word capitalized was with God, capitalized. So those are two separate persons right there. And then it comes back and it says, and the word capitalized was God, capitalized. Was God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And at the ending, right here, number one, it says, and the word was God. So you go and read it. When you go to read it, anoint yourself with your oil. Anoint your eyes, your mouth, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you spiritual insight in what you're reading. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your understanding, that when you're reading, you're understanding. And you have to be very careful at now what or which one of the translation you're being used, because they're translating the Bible now and they're taking out some words out of the Bible. I have one right now. I don't remember the name of it. And I don't want to lie in these people, but I put it on my Facebook page. And a whole part of one scripture was gone. They took it out. And I believe it was talking about Satan, and they didn't want that in there. So now, I urge you to go and get yourself some Bibles. Don't get no new ones because they're changing the Bible. I come against every snake. Every snake. So you don't want to hear about snake. That's too bad, because they got kicked out of heaven. And they manifest themselves anyhow they want to manifest themselves. They manifest in dogs, cats, animals. Yeah, dog is an animal. So if the dog is getting out of hand, you said in the name of Jesus, you speak to it and see it doesn't calm down. I remember one time I was over there feeding hail, and I met in a car accident, and I was very disturbed over there feeding hail in Massachusetts. I was rushing to go to church, just leaving work and rushing to go home, cut the story short, and I met in an accident and run off the road. And I was very disturbed. Got out of my car, getting ready to go up the hill to go get help. And there was this dog coming down after me. And I just was so mad. I said, in the name of Jesus. And I tell you right now, that dog turned around and make a 365 degree turn. Right, well, it's 365 is days, but 360 is a circle. Right back up to, I don't know who he is, but the man coming down and the dog lap his head. The same dog was trying to attack me when I said, in the name of Jesus. The dog, he had a name Jesus and took off. The name of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus come to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Because when the enemy, think about it, if you go and read about Exodus, go back into Genesis. Go read Genesis before you go over to Exodus, because Exodus is when they leave out. That's why they call it Exodus, meaning they were leaving. If you go to Genesis and you start reading, oh, Pharaoh's heart was hard, very, 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 very hard. And what God did, what God did, what God did. The death angel came. And if they look at the doorpost, and if there is blood on the doorpost, signifying the blood of Jesus, because Jesus did not come yet. So they used to use the goat and the all different kind of animal blood. And if they see that out there, they would not go in. They would go past. Same concept. When the enemy come to your door and the blood of Jesus is applied, anywhere you go, it doesn't have to be your house door, but anywhere you go, any part of the sapphire that you stand and you proclaim Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your Lord, and you cover yourself with the blood, the enemy has no power or authority over you, because all they can see is the blood of Jesus. And better yet, because they're a spirit, they can see Jesus, and they quiver and they quail like a little lap dog. That's like, 'cause that's what they are. Why you worry when you can pray? Why you worry when you are in a kingdom to stay? The kingdom of God is your place. This plane here on the earth, there is going to be a new heaven and earth. But yet, let me tell you, Jesus Christ Himself lives inside of you, breathe out of you, love you unconditionally. You are no match for the enemy. But when the enemy see Jesus, he becomes like so weak, so weak, so beat up, so torn down, because all he can see is Jesus on you and through you. We're not here to pump up ourselves, but when he see us, he's seeing Jesus, that Jesus lives inside of us. Sickness and disease must go. Satan have to flee. So tonight we call on the blood of Jesus. We speak deliverance in the atmosphere, supernatural deliverance in the air. We call for money, that means wealth unconditionally, to manifest himself or itself today and forever. Supernatural favor to come and to run after us. Life abundantly. My God. My God, my God. Jobs, I mean jobs for our families and for us if we need it. The right type of setting for us. My God. Favor, unconditional favor. Faith make all things possible. Somebody gave this to me yesterday, and I just look over and I see it. Trisha gave this to me yesterday because we're in our birthday month, and I signed it. 6/18/2024. That's my birthday. And faith makes all things possible. So she gave this thing to me yesterday because she know I'm going to be leaving. And I'm like, wow. So I took it and I put it right here on my desk. Faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things not seen. Ah, Lord God Almighty. Maya, 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 Maya. Substance of things and the things and the evidence of things not seen. And in the same book of faith, Hebrews 11, when you read it, it talks about all the people of faith and how they trust God. It even has Sarah in here. Sarah laughed because of her old age, and it was pronounced that she was going to have a baby. Spirit of God, the faith of God, the life of God. Jacob and his sons. Look at Joseph. You're going to, I have family members that I go through and a lot of problems and headaches. Oh, you a Joseph in your family like I am? Were you calling your family to be a Esther who go in and have to stand up? In fight, in prayer, in war, fear, and just go in war and then go and go before the king. And what happened? Our whole entire country, Israel, was saved. Mordecai, where are you? Where are you, Mordecai? Do we have some Esthers in our group? Do we have some Sarahs in our group? Do we have Ruth in our group? We have Elizabeth. We got John. We have Paul. We have Peter. Who are we? Do we have Elijahs? What are we called to do? Do we have Moses? Moses, take off your shoes because the place that you're standing is holy ground. Where do you live? Where do you live? Are you here to stand in the gap for another family and then they turn around and they hate you even when you try to help? What's going on with us? Let's now go to the Father and say, Father, I thank you for using me. I thank you for placing me in a family or in a generation that I was able to help. I thank you, Father God. Even when sometimes I want to be so hurt, feeling so low and feel like a disgrace, and God, I thank you. I thank you that I am an Esther, a Ruth, a Joseph. I thank you for that Joseph experience. I thank you that I'm a trailblazer. Oh my God. Have you ever, I have this book. I just say trailblazer. Have you need to get a book that say Command Your Morning is by Cindy Trim. If you don't have it, get it on Amazon. It's carefully put together. I have this book for years. And listen to this. Listen to some of the prayers that's in here. And then we're going to take communion. Cindy have this in here. She have a activation declaration. She says stand. She stand every morning and she command a new day. She take authority over her day in the name of Jesus. That's what Cindy Trim says. You need to get this book. Every element of the day, Sonia, put up in on this thing here, commanding your morning by is by Cindy Trim. It may be a different book, I don't know, but it was forwarded by Dr. Miles Monroe. It is a very good book. Cindy Trim, Trimm, very good book. So this is a declaration. She said, today I draw a new day, my new season of frustration and failure is over. You got to declare that today. Here's the book. See, I did not even have this book on my desk, but I just felt in my spirit to take it out. It's by Cindy Trim. Get it. Declare it over you. Today, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Listen, press towards the mark of the high calling. Press in, move in. Your day might look like it's down and you're beat down. Handa, shukurima, press in. She said, it's a sign. Anything says, anything or anyone. A sign to undermine or to frustrate or to hinder or to hurt. I command it to be moved. I couldn't put this any better. You see, the Spirit of God is in all of this. Out of my sphere of influence in Jesus Christ. That means she's commanding the atmosphere to fully cooperate your plans and purpose for it. And she said, I greet today with great anticipation of good things that the Father God has prepared. I put the Father God in there. She didn't put the Father God, but I'm just saying the Father God has prepared for me. And then she declared, and then she decreed a new dawning in my ministry, in my job, in my business. Yeah. In my finances. Yes. In my relationship. Glory to God. I'm gonna put something in here because I didn't even go in this book, but I want you to see it. 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 She said, I have a fresh excitement. She declared, please. She downloaded success. She downloaded prosperity, health and wealth and vision, direction. Oh my God, she download all spirituality, holiness, righteousness. These are the things that she said, download it in your spirit today. A fresh mind, a fresh zeal. It's all in this book. Get it, and look it over. See, Esther anointing, calling for divine favor and kingdom strategies. Daniel anointing for government and excellence and integrity. Joseph anointing for political, business, and economic leadership and strategies. Joshua anointing for warfare, prosperity, and success. It's in the book. I'm not making it up. It's right there, but it's all biblical. Abraham anointing. The Abrahamic anointing, the Abrahamic anointing, the Abrahamic anointing that you go out and you pursue new territories. You want to be in real estate if you're young? Not like I was talking to Kenneth about some stuff today, and Kenneth is telling me, look, man, you're too old for this. Hey, listen to me. This is all in that book. You got to get it. Nehemiah, the renovator and the restorator. You remember Nehemiah in the Bible? Ezra, anointing to worship. It is all in this book. Deborah, anointing for balance. David, remember David, how he worshiped out of his clothes? Dance, dance, and worship. That's it. These are all scriptural here. Paul. Are you called into being an apostle? Elijah, the prophetic. You have Elijah and you have Elisha. Anointing of servant. A lot of people doesn't know anything how to be a servant. You have these people in your ministry, you're working with people, and they're just coming to tear you down. Do you know how to be a servant? Go read about the book of Elijah, Elisha, Elisha. Hezekiah, you know how to discern? These are the things in the mighty name of Jesus, the Abigail anointing. Are you rough? Somebody come to your house, you're like the dog type, dog-like spirit. You don't know how to even be nice to somebody. Go read about Abigail. Looking about it in Acts. Go read the book of Acts. Anna is in the book of Acts also. Intercession. How you going? And are you intercede? Are you pray for somebody? Anoint yourself with oil. And you don't have to come out and make everybody know that you're praying. Just call out the person's name that you're interceding for. Look up the word intercession and then go from there. What does intercession mean? Find it, look it over, fine-tune it, pray about it, call up all your whole entire family in your prayer. That's intercession. That's interceding. Calling out their name, you're interceding for them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I bring up Johnny. Lord God, touch Johnny. Drive him out of alcoholic spirit. Touch my friend. That's what you're doing. That's what you're interceding for someone. I plead the blood over Johnny and his wife. That's what you do. I plead the blood over my family. You're interceding. For me, I don't know nothing about technology, so I need Uzziah. I don't even know nothing about no technology, so I need somebody. But somebody told me this week that they're going to be teaching me about some technology. So look up, folks, when I learn about my technology, Lord God Almighty, you aren't going to be able to call me because I'm going to be technology out and technology in. I'm going to be a technology guru when I'm finished because somebody told me this week they're going to help me. Okay. Anointing to learn. The disciples. It's all in the book. She didn't give the scriptures, but it gives you the information. It's in the book. Get the book. Anointing for learning. Jesus taught the disciples. He trained them. He gave them information. He gave them tools. Take your Bible and look it over. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see how he tell them to go and minister. How do they minister in healing? How they drive demonic spirit out? How do they pray? They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Ugh. Jabez. I mean, I remember one time my family and I, we study and we talk about Jabez, and then we had a family group. Jabez is a supernatural anointing, territorial spirit, and for growth. Eve, anointing for faithfulness and dominion. So Eve, dominion. She had gotten the dominion and she gave it away. So that when you go in now as a person now, and knowing what Eve did, you just said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I'm obedient. I have to be obedient to God. And that's what I'm praying about, being obedient. Because if you're not obedient to him, I learned that it says obedience is like the spirit of witchcraft. So we could bind all the witchcraft we want. And if I'm not obedient, hey, something's not going to be right. And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm asking you guys to be obedient. And then she give the prayer. Talking about dismantle all powers. And we align in the right way and to tar out all the shots towards us that the enemy bring and rescue us from the enemy. For I hide myself, for I hide. You know what? She's actually reading the word. And she's actually reading the word back in the atmosphere. And she's actually declaring war on the enemy's war. She's actually using the word according to Proverbs 18:21. He's actually saying, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Read the word, speak the word, talk the word, laugh the word, smile the word. Everything you do, you say the word. Somebody say they're running for their life. Don't run for your life. Stand up to the enemy and declare your atmosphere with the word of God. I remember one time I was supposed to do a wedding in Connecticut, and the girl was so rude. And I'm like, you know what? Two rude people cannot reign in the same pen on the same day. So what I did, I said, you know what? I ain't marrying you today. Okay? You don't call me today, big day, on your wedding day to go get on my nerve. It ain't gonna be no wedding because I'm not gonna be marrying you. And then I said, Lord God, if you want me to marry her, you better stop the rain. And let me tell you, when I am going into Hartford on the highway, the rain come out. We were supposed to go to Elizabeth Park. The rain stopped. I'm like, whoa. I called upon the God of Elijah. And the rain stopped. When I went to Elizabeth Park waiting on the girl, she couldn't get there. And I'm like, you know what? This ain't right. My niece and I was over there. We waiting, waiting, waiting. All of a sudden, the girl coming down the aisle. And the father told me to bind the spirit of debt. And I did. And when she come down the aisle, and I welcome her, because the husband was there waiting, she told me she had a heart attack that day. And the ambulance come to pick her up, but she says she's gonna get married. And I said, okay. Pray and drive that spirit off of her. And God gave her a life. I'm telling you, you gotta have supernatural eyesight. I'm going to one day talk about angels. I'm going to give some information on angels one day. I don't know when, but I just see the word angel. And I'm going to document this book. Today is the 9th, 7:15. Look at that. The Holy Spirit have us go over our time. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Close the gates of death. Seal up the doors of affliction and torment. Give us new doors of opportunities. Windows of divine inspiration. Prosperity. Avenues with an S of success. Multiple streams of income. Positive cash flow. Highways to places of divine assignment and prosperity, and channels of transition and deliverance. And he says, teach me your ways so that I may know how to conduct my affairs in the most discerning, expeditious, and wise manner. Talks about cutting edges and techniques and strategies and all of that. I urge you to get this book. Father God, War the Word by Cindy Trim. And it also in the back it says, your word have power. There's life in the word of God. Go forth and get your book. Command your morning. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you insight in the mighty name of Jesus. I, for one, stated that we were supposed to take our communion. If you want me to pray, I'm leaving on Tuesday. I'm already have an appointment tomorrow evening to go over one-on-one prayer, which tonight should really do it. But the Holy Spirit I had already say that we were going to do it like that. So you could text me, send me your information, and when I do return, we will be able to be talking. Tentatively, I should be back at least by, let me see here. I'm only going to be doing one tomorrow. Then I won't be able to do any until I come back. So most likely I should be back here at least by the 23rd, 24th, 27th, by that weekend. Okay. We're still going to have our fasting on Wednesdays. If you're not fasting with us on Wednesdays, I urge you to text me and for me to send out the information to you for Wednesdays. And we do have a watch on Friday that we watch on Fridays. Getting a tremendous result in this watch. And last week, the father talked to me about a different ways of how to go about doing the watch. And I believe it was Thursday or Friday. I got a text from one of my daughter, and it really fine-tuned what the father was saying to me last week. So I had to thank her so many times for that because it was confirmation. So our watch going forward is going to be in different segments. We have our watches from 6 to 6 the next morning. And going forward, maybe not next week, but maybe when I come back, our watch is going to have different subject matter. Like for the person who's watching from 6 to 9, may have a different subject. So they may not have the same. The father is talking to me in regards to the seven influence on this earth that we're supposed to pray about. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Yeah, some of the things that we're going to be doing here. And if you weren't in watch before and you're not getting the correspondence, it's because I wasn't getting back the response from you, and I just believe that you weren't watching at that time. If you want to be back on the watch, then you have to let me know. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in kingdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Now, if you have your element for, if you have your elements for your tonight, let us repent. If we're gonna take this, if you're going to take communion, let us repent. Let us repent from all our sins. Let us repent from all our sins. Let us ask God to forgive us now. Because the word of God declared that if you take this and still living in sin, it can be detrimental. So we just want to be able to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Wash us now in your blood. That way, when you look at us, Father, all you are seeing is your blood, Jesus. Take this and we eat this. Jesus said, this is my body, which is broken for you. And we do this in remembrance of you, Lord. So we eat your bread, which is your body. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for your broken body for us. Thank you that we're delivered and we are set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your body has been broken on the cross. Everything that we go through is in your body for us. And we thank you this day. Father, we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for our mind. We thank you for our mind, God. We thank you. We thank you for our hands and our feet and our eyes. We thank you, our mouth. Out of our belly, liters of water flows out. Our feet that we walk, let we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, even in our hands. We thank you that our hands produce everything that it needs to produce. Anything that we put our hand to, it will come. It will come. It will not perish. I thank you that out of our mouth will speak life. I thank you. And oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the same manner, we took the cup and you bless it. And you took that cup and you said, this is a new testament. Lord God, this is a new testament and we drink it. We drink it. It's the blood of Jesus. It signifies your blood. Is to signify your redemptive power in the blood of Jesus. When we drink it, Lord God, we are clean, we are cleansed, we are washed, make whole the blood. The enemy cannot touch us when he see that blood. We are cleansed and we say, hallelujah, glory to you, Lord God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are powerful. You are living inside of us, the blood of Jesus, the blood. Thank God for the blood. Thank you, Lord God, for your blood. Thank you, God. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your cleansing blood. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Based on the instruction that I'm getting from the Father from now on, I say to every single person online, every single person, if this ministry has been any help to you in any shape or form, and if you want to give to the ministry, you can. When you give, you're actually really sending us out to do what I need to do for the kingdom. That's what you do. You don't have to worry because nobody is not going to call you and put any kind of goosebumps on you and said, we need this and we need that. No, it's totally up to the individual. It's totally up to the individual. But the Father said, this is what I have to do. So that's what I do. Giving is a part of ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, Luke 6, 38. Hallelujah. I am not forever. Or am I? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you right now as we pray. I thank you that as we give, it shall be given back to us. It shall come in good measure. It will press down. It will shaken together and it will run over. And not only run over, God, it will run after us. Especially if you're putting it in good ground. You will see multiplication because that's what the word is saying. You're not giving to buy anything. You're giving into your heavenly kingdom. That way, when you're going through anything, you can go and you could say, speak to your bank in the heaven. And you could declare the angels to go forth and to bring it. to pass in your favor. It shall run after you. It shall run you over. Not only this, man, the word of God said, man shall give unto you. For with the same measure that you give or that you meet, the Father said that by his word, it will meet it back to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my hand, Lord God, as a basket, bringing it up to you, Lord God, as a sweet smelling savor, I thank you for the one that give and the one that does not. Father God, minister to them. Let they have more than enough. Run after them, overshadow them, and overtake them. Father, I thank you that your word produces. I thank you that your word is life. I thank you, Father, that your word is so powerful and it brings forth the increase. Father, I thank you this day. Father, I praise you this day for the individual that's hearing under the sound of my voice. And even, Lord God, on the replay, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for magnifying yourself to them. I thank you for opening up the windows and pouring out blessing. Lord, I thank you and I praise you this day. Lord, your word declared that you will raise up from the grave. And this day, Father, whatever they need, raise them up, set them on high, bring them the basungi, rimango, siliki, bring them before kings. Open now up now the windows of heaven. Touch their doorposts, touch their cars, their homes, their family, their bellies, their mouth, their eyes, their toes, their hands, their feet. Every single where that they tread up on, touch. Every job that is needed, open up the windows, open up doors that they may be able to walk right through. Close the door behind them that needs to be closed. Father, I come into the realm of the spirit and I stand and I declare kingdom wealth, kingdom health, strength, love, joy, and peace forevermore. Father, I bow now before you. This is the day that we, Lord God, is in, and this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice in this day because, Lord, you are our Father God. You are our Jehovah. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Another book you can get is this one by the Names of God by Marilyn Hickey. They don't have all the names, but I have this one by Marilyn Hickey. You need to invest in some stuff. I have another one by the Name of God, but I don't know where it's at, but I'm supposed to have it on my desk here. Next time when I remind me if you need some more names. I think I had it, but I must have taken it off my desk. Can't find it, but I have more than one Names of God. Maybe it's outside. But this one by Marilyn Hickey, this one, when I first started using the Names of God, I just felt like it was just so powerful to use his name. And then Marilyn Hickey. So I have this book here for years, maybe about like, say, about maybe about 20 years, 15, 20 years, because I've been with Marilyn Hickey for a long time. Now, this book has been written for a couple of years, well. The Names of God. You want to get it. You want to get it. It has maybe about 15 names in here. And then while I was researching, what I did, I went in and I added some more names to what she had. Elohim, Jehovah, El Shaddai. I remember when I used to, when I just got saved, El Shaddai was out in the early 80s. They never explained to you what El Shaddai means, but after reading the book and also going into Bible, Genesis 17 verse 1, he said, "I am the Almighty God, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh." That's the one we're talking about. Jehovah Jireh, he is your provider. When he had the son and he brought him up, he said, "Daddy, where is the sacrifice?" He says, "Son, the Lord God will provide." That's where you see that right there in Genesis 22, 13 to 14. Jehovah Nisi, you're about Jehovah Nisi, your victory. So these are names that so when you're praying sometime and you just want to call them out. Very descriptive when you read them a little more. Descriptive word to call them out. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. You're calling these names. What do they mean when you call them? See, you got to make yourself known with your king. You got to know your Father God. You got to know him. I can know him for you, and you can't know him for me. We have to know him for ourselves. Jehovah Rohi, Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. What do I need? What do I want that's in your kingdom that I want to manifest itself here in the earth? What is it that I need? Jehovah Rohi. This is what I need. It is all in your breast. What does it look like when a mom have a baby and the mom said, "You know what? I'm going to breastfeed." And she doesn't have any milk to give to the baby. But then the milk is supposed to come out of the breasts. And she's going to find ways how to get that milk. It's the same concept. Jehovah is your all-breasty one. He is Jehovah Elohim. I always hear Bob Marley in Jamaica when I was growing up, and the little Rastafari, they say Jah. What does Jah mean? You got to do research yourself. Don't sit back and let somebody tell you. You got to get to know God for yourself. Jesus is coming. But before he gets here, there are certain things that you're going to go through, and you're going to see, and you're going to hear, and you're going to know. How are you going to combat the tribal war that you're going to go in if you don't know that you are victorious in every war? Gotta know. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. There's a song. If you go on YouTube, you'll hear it. Da da dee da 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 da. El Shaddai. Oh God, I thank you. We have gone over 37 minutes. Because the Holy Spirit is so real and is so impactful in this place. And we can feel the presence of the fire of the Holy Ghost. But I urge you tonight to read the information that was given to you and also take it another step further and go into Ephesians 6 and know about your armor. Let me tell you something. You have to be able to stand. You have to be able to stand with what's going on in the world and what is coming. You have to know how to stand. This is not church as usual. You have to be the church. You cannot get caught up in buildings. He does not live in buildings. He lives in you and me. Get to know him. Father God, you told me to call, and I did. I'm going to put my thing over my head, and I'm going to pray because he had told me to put it over my head, and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to close the line, and I'm going to go off. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. Ahota. In an end day, Satonde Yaba. We thank you for the fire that's going to shake the earth this day. We thank you for the cooling of the presence, we pray. Father, there we know that there's a shaking coming, Almighty God. And in that shaking, you say there's going to be a cooling. And what that cooling is going to be water. And that water is going to come in and it's going to take down every slaughter and everything of the enemy. Whoa, 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 saith the Lord. Whoa, saith the Lord. Just like the hills, just like the hills, just like the hills. He said he's going to make the hill flat. Oh my God. It's going to be like a bulldozer. He said, turn to me. Turn to me. Get out of your wicked ways and turn to me. There is a tidal wave coming, saith the Lord. If you want to get out of this tidal wave, you have to trust me, saith the Lord. It is like a bulldozer. And I'm coming, saith the Lord. Turn to me, saith him. Turn to me, saith him. Turn to me, saith him. Father, I have bring your word. I have released it to your children. I thank you for using me, clay, a vessel that you have to clean to be able to come through. So I thank you for using me this day. As I bow before you, oh Father God, minister to every single person under the my sound of my voice today and forever. After the ones that's not online tonight and people that's going to hear the recording, minister to them. When the recording goes up, tell somebody about it that they can even go and listen to the end. The fire of God is in every single location. I call for the locations of the earth. I call it from the continents, the seven continents, this day. Asia, Africa, Australia, Europe, North America, South America. She called ever. Your mama called her. Baromo called ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's another one. In the name of Jesus, Sonia, put up the seven continents up there on the. I think I call out six. Put up all seven up there. Different waters. The body of waters, Jesus Christ, he and the Father was sitting up there, and you see the water there. You said you want to separate the water, and you did. Antarctica, That's the seventh. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. In you I move. Listen to me. Oh my God, we're going up to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Oh God, please, Father. People got to go to work tomorrow. People got to go to work tomorrow. The Father is really saying something. There is a fire so deep that it's going to display. There is a fire so deep and it's going to be like a dismay. There is a fire so deep, and it's saying, do not touch my clay. There is a fire so deep, and it will not play. There is a fire so deep. It is fierce when it comes if you let it stay. As this fire, because it's deep, you need my quench. You need my quench. The Holy Spirit and the fire that is coming. You got to stay in his water. The spirit of that water means Jesus Christ himself. Because this fire will be so deep, he say. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, please forgive us as we pray. Please forgive us this day. We want you to stay. We honestly want you to stay. Come now. Come now in our presence, I pray. Heavenly Father, come now and stay. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of the Living God, Holy Spirit of the Living God, Holy Spirit of the Living God, come now and touch us this day. We need your presence as we pray. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Holy Spirit, this day. Amen. And amen. There is a presence so sweet. There is a presence so sweet. There is a presence so sweet. Lord God, there is a presence so sweet. Father, as I take you in my arms, and as I caress you, my precious Holy Father, this day I pray that you will touch each and every one under the sound of my voice, because yes, we are clay. Come now and be in our presence. Oh, Holy Spirit, I pray. I'm asking you guys to pray for me. Keep me, guys, on your prayer list. Whenever you think about my name, lift me up in your prayer and pray. Our God is an awesome God. He is real. Do not put him on a shelf. He wants to come, and he said he wants to play. Have you ever had somebody who you play with or you could talk to? Does the Holy Father want to be playful with us? Caress them. Take him in your arms. Love him because he loves us so much. Holy Father, touch every part of us, I pray. I love you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Watch over us tonight as we sleep. Caress us in your arms, O Holy Father. Let us know that we don't have to settle for second best because you are more than the best. You're everything that we need and all that we need. You are our Father. You are our El Shaddai. You are our all-breasted one. You are our King. You are our Lord and you are our Savior. Shandori Busi. Bring that water, come and wash us now as we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Amen.